All right, sometimes those encounters that you have with someone, you're not prepared for, so you don't get a name or number, but you felt the spark. So what do you do?
Well, you do a little typey-typey, you send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Woman for man, lawnmower man.
Okay.
I seen you.
Okay.
Sunday afternoon, riding that lawnmower down our street like the neighborhood had accidentally released a wild stallion from Home Depot.
Giddy up.
You were shirtless. I was a blonde wearing them cut-off jeans and a tank top that said fluent in sarcasm and profanity.
Nice.
The universe was calling to us. You was driving that mower one-handed like a man with nowhere to be.
All right.
Looked like you had a Bud Light in one hand and a beef jerky in the other.
Nice.
And I don't know if that's exactly what it was, but my eyesight gets fuzzy whenever shirtless men enter my world.
Okay.
Yeah. I waved and hollered, "Hey, can you come mow me next? I got a fertile lawn."
Wow. Okay.
Now, in my mind, that landed smooth. But you must not have heard me because you smiled and handed me your empty beer can like I had won some sort of county fair prize.
Nice. Okay.
Something stirred inside me, though. I ain't felt that feeling in 20 years. Last time it hit me that strong was when I got pegged in the face with a foul ball hit by my cousin Jerry.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know your name, Long King, but if you see this, come on over. I got needs. My grass is confused. My bushes are out of control. And I got a hoe that ain't seen daylight in years. It's a garden tool.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
P.S. I like beef jerky like I like my men. Spicy.
All right. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
I still wear your deodorant, man for woman.
What?
I saw you in the deodorant aisle at the grocery store, and I gotta say, I wasn't prepared for what happened next.
Okay.
I was standing there trying to choose between two deodorants, wondering if I should smell like fresh timber or extreme glacier. Then you came around the corner with dark hair and raw energy.
Okay.
You're on the phone and saying things like, "She's a tramp! And we're done!" I don't know this whole story, but it didn't take a college graduate to know a relationship was getting crumpled up and tossed in the trash. Mm. Then you hung up and let out this giant exhale. It's one of those deep, soul-clearing exhales people do after carrying around a refrigerator in their chest for 6 months. I don't know why, but buddy, that got me. We looked at each other, and I did something I almost never do. I took my earbud out.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Basically me throwing open the gates to the kingdom.
Absolutely. I'm available now to talk.
I asked if you were okay.
Yeah.
You smiled and said, "I am now."
Great.
So that was the moment I thought was appropriate, and I held up two deodorant sticks and said, "Which one?" You looked at them, grabbed one, tossed it in my cart, then walked away and out of my life.
Wow, what a move. That was a power move. This is the one you're buying.
Now, every morning, I put on deodorant and think about you. I don't know if it smells good, but I trust you with my future.
Okay.
Which probably sounds strange, but every swipe under my arm has become a tiny little scented memorial to our moment together.
Oh. Scented memorial to our moment.
I hope whoever was on that phone call stays gone for good.
Mm.
And if you happen to see this, I'd love a second chance encounter. Maybe greasy bar food and a pint?
That sounds appropriate.
Hit me up.
Nice. You know he's going to be smelling good, right?
So,
paying attention to personal hygiene.
Yeah, you know, whether you're looking for that shirtless guy who was riding the lawnmower who handed you the empty beer can, or the lady who chose your deodorant and walked out of your life.
I see potential here. Right?
It's one thing, and that is
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Yeah. On 99.7 DJX.